Open your mouth and talk to Jesus tonight. Do not pass me by indeed. I ask that your presence will come to my life tonight in Jesus' name. I want to hear from you. I want to receive from you. Oh Lord, give me grace to understand what I am here for. In the name of Jesus, I appreciate you this hour. Lord Jesus, I have come. Take over. Have your way. Yes. In the name of Jesus, be thou exalted, be thou magnified. Almighty God, receive all the glory, receive all the praise, receive all the honor. Yes, we worship you. You are God, you are not a man. Receive all the praise. Thou art worthy, O Lord. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
I know.
Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive.
He's alive forever. He's alive. My Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Oh yeah.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive
tomorrow.
Jesus
is alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen.
He's alive.
My God is alive.
He's alive.
Jehovah is alive. Visit your life tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, visit me because I know you are alive. Lord, I pray, let me be the beneficiary of this meeting. Let it be that it was organized for my sake. Let there be a change and a transformation in my life. Let there be a divine touch over my soul. Let there be a divine touch over my life. Let there be a divine touch over my home. In the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God, I know you are alive. Yes, that you will visit me. That you will visit me. That you will visit me. Oh God, bring healing into my life. Wherever I be wounded. Wherever I be wounded. Wherever I be stared at. Wherever I be stabbed. Oh God, by the forces of darkness, or by my own errors, or by my own sin, let there be healing in my life tonight. Open your mouth and pray. God, send down healing. 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 Upon my life. Upon my home. Upon my finance. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thou power of the living God. I ask so now that you will send healing upon me. In the name of Jesus. I have come, O Lord. I have come, O Lord. Thou power of God. I know that you are alive forever. Yes, I know that you are here for me. I know that you are here for me. In the name of Jesus. You never call the children of Israel to seek you in vain. I have come tonight not to seek you in vain. For a divine encounter. For a divine encounter. For a touch by God. For a touch by God. Almighty God, touch my life. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want you to pray. You see, I've taught us in this place, your prayer matters. In anything you will get spiritually, the word of God is spiritual. It's not a carnal book. If you are not spiritual, you won't understand it. That is why many do not benefit from it. You must go into the realm of the spirit to understand the Bible. And you cannot be in the realm of spirit without prayer. And the kind of prayer you pray matters. Oh Lord, my Father, open my spiritual eyes tonight that I may receive from you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, Lord, that you will open the eyes of my spirit, that I may see, that I may hear, that I may understand. Oh God, it is a spiritual matter. It is a spiritual matter. It is a spiritual matter. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, open my spiritual eye. God, cause my ear to hear. Cause my eyes to see. Cause my ear to hear. Cause my eye to see. Cause my ear to hear. In the name of Jesus. Father, I am here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. All power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. All power.
All power belongs to God.
All power.
All power belongs to God.
All power.
All power belongs to God.
I say all power.
All power belongs to God.
I say all power.
All power belongs to God.
I say all power. Shattered. Every other power that put men and women in bondage, in cage, that they will not hear, they will not know, they will not understand, they will serve you, they will not be free. I command every other power, let them be frustrated tonight in Jesus' name. I pray that the power of God will destroy every evil power that try to cage the lives of men, the finances of men, the blessings of men, the joy of men, the peace of men. Oh God, every power change causing these people not to realize their dream, let them be destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your presence will move and the understanding of God will come upon everyone. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight, quickly, we'll talk about financial healing in your homes. God's plan for your marriage is to have a good life, to have a fulfilled life, to have a life of peace and joy. But you see, if there is no money, you discover that there is going to be a lot of pain, complaint, anger, bitterness. All forms of discouragement comes in because there is financial problem. No wonder the Bible says money answers all things. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13, the Bible says, okay, the Bible says marriage is in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4. It says marriage is honorable in all. Praise the Lord. That's the one statement that I want to read. Marriage is honorable in all. In other words, God created marriage for honor, to become an honorable place, to become a place of honor, a place that is dignified. Marriage is honorable. When anything is honorable, that thing must be blessed. Praise the Lord. When they say something is honorable, that thing is blessed. That thing is joyful. That thing is satisfactory. That thing brings joy. And that's what marriages ought to be. That's what homes ought to be. But you discover that because of one lack of understanding or some foundational problems, so many people have a marriage that is not honorable, a marriage that is full of tension, a marriage that is full of fights and quarrel, because there are things lacking. The reality is not there. What God programmed it to be is not what it is. Again, the book of Proverbs chapter 18 says, Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. He said, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So, you can say that finding a wife or finding a husband is a good thing, number one, and it brings down favor. Hallelujah. Anything God favors must be blessed. It obtaineth favor. So, marriage was supposed to bring honor, marriage was supposed to bring favor from God. But when you see marriage that is not bringing honor, marriage that is not bringing favor, you see that something is wrong. Praise the Lord. Something is wrong. When somebody is favored, that person is blessed. In all ramifications, in all areas, he that findeth a wife, he that wants to go into marriage, whether he's already in or he wants to go into it, these scriptures are very important. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. Today, finding a wife or finding a husband is no more good to so many people, because there are a lot of tension. There are a lot of crises. There are a lot of pain. Some who have gone in, they are regretting. Some who have not gone in are even afraid to go in. Some are wondering, how will it be? Because most of the marriages that they see do not bring joy, do not bring glory, do not bring honor. It's not flowing with the blessings of God. So as a result, so many are afraid to go into it. He that findeth a wife, find a good thing, and obtain the favor of the Lord. I pray that your marriage shall be favored. Favor from God. That's what it ought to be. That was why, in the beginning, God created man and woman. Genesis chapter 2. In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, Arif verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. Praise the Lord. It is not good that a man should be alone, for him to be fulfilled, for him to realize his dream, for him to succeed, for him to be blessed. It is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helpmeet for him. Somebody who will help him. Somebody who will help him to realize his dream. Somebody who will help him to be fulfilled in life. Somebody who will help him to progress. Somebody who will help him. Hallelujah. I was teaching some people sometimes ago, and I said, you are either, as a woman, you are either helping a man to succeed or you are helping him to fail. No middle place. Amen? Simple. So, the issue of quarreling, fighting, you are like this, you are like that, is not an issue. The Bible says, I will give him a help meet for him. You either help him to succeed spiritually, succeed financially, succeed in any area, or you help him to fail. Simple. Praise the Lord. So you are a help, either help up or help down. If every woman will understand that, it will adjust her steps. Amen. So if you're complaining, you are like this, you do like that, you don't do like that, it shouldn't arise. Amen. You are a partner in that business. Whether the thing is succeeding or is failing, you are a partner. Let somebody say amen. Amen. A partner. I will give him a help meet for him. That's why you discover that. When God brought in Adam, the Bible said the garden was already there. He has prepared a garden for him. So food was not the problem. There is so many homes in the same way. The man was feeding himself, was maybe walking, and it was not as if he was hungry, but yet he would go for a woman. So how is it now? You come into a home and you don't want to make it better? So there has to be an agreement that we work together to make this place better. Praise the Lord. So it wasn't because there was suffering, and that's why God said, let me bring a woman so that there will be no suffering. Amen. I pray somebody will hear something tonight. Now, God is a perfect creator. He never makes mistakes. He loved man so much. Therefore, he gave him a woman. And I discover the woman is the best thing that can happen to a man in this world. And the same way, the man is the best thing that can happen to a woman in this world. Praise the Lord. God is perfect. You know, human beings want to look God as if God is not perfect. No. God is very, very perfect. Everything he does is fantastic. Beautiful. It is man that is evil, not God. God created man perfectly, but man went to look for evil by himself. Now, the best thing that can happen to a man is a woman. That's why you see God made Adam to sleep. And he brought up a woman from his ribs and gave it to him. Praise the Lord. Let's read that place again in that Genesis chapter 2. Look at it. In verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the ribs which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now the bones of my bones, the flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Praise God. You can see, that's the best thing that could happen to a man. Something taken out of you. Money is not the best thing that can happen to a man. Houses is not the best thing. Connection, traveling abroad is not the best thing that can happen to a man. The best thing that can happen to a man in this world is a woman. Praise God. That's what God did. That's what he gave to man. Even when a man was nobody. Even when the world has not multiplied. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's why, if anybody is going into marriage, he must know what he's going into. Now that's the foundation of every good thing. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Many people are struggling because the foundation is destroyed. The foundation is faulty. The foundation is nothing to write home about. So nothing to build upon. You don't build a house on the castle. You don't build a house on the air. You build it upon a foundation. Praise the Lord. The foundation you laid for marriage determines how blessed you will be. Hello. So as couples or people that are yet to be married, you must see the vision of a blessed marriage. Marriage blessed with money. Praise the Lord. Marriage blessed with money. So many of us marry in a very poor state, but we have to do everything possible to improve our financial lives so that there will be joy, there will be peace, there will be satisfaction in that home. Praise the Lord. Marrying in a poor state is not a problem. But if you don't do everything to make sure that my marriage is blessed with money, then you may never enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Yes, you may not have money and you say you want to get married. No problem. Provided you are ready to do what it takes to be blessed. So that you don't go there and think that if I just marry now, money will be coming. No. Praise the Lord. So, he that find a wife, find a good day, obtain favor from the law. It doesn't mean that when you just marry, favor, everybody will just be coming to bring money. You must do what it takes. Praise the Lord. There's a word that needs to be done. There's a work that needs to be done. So you must see, have the vision of the family being blessed financially. Because no man prosper without vision. That this home must be financially blessed. And we have to do what we need to do to make our home blessed. Because if the home is not blessed, you're going to have pain. In the book of Proverbs chapter 19 verse 14, you're going to have pain. You're going to have things that you will not like. Things that you will not like. Proverbs 19 verse 14 says, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife is from the Lord. Now, who is a prudent wife? A prudent wife is a wife who helps the husband to succeed. Praise the Lord. Who brings success into the family? That's a prudent wife. Wise. That's why the Bible says, wise man build a home. Proverbs 14 verse 1. A foolish one plucks down the home. Prudent. Calculative. Careful. A prudent wife is from the Lord. You know, there are so many things I've seen in this world. You see families where instead of the both of them to come together and plan to be successful, they'll be fighting. And the woman will be accusing. In my years of pastoring, I've casted so many people. This one will be accusing. The woman will be accusing. They don't know that by doing that accusation, you are only telling God that I am a failure. I am a failure. I am a failure. That's the meaning. Praise the Lord. If you read your Bible, you will see that you have a role to play. Not a small one for that matter. A big one.
whether as a wife or as a husband. A prudent wife is from the Lord. How prudent are you to make sure we succeed? Hello? Praise God. No, I told you, no complaint. In verse 4 of that 19, it says, wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Now, if in your home there is poverty, what are you going to get? Separation, loneliness from neighbors, from friends. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. You, the people who would have, love you, come and greet you, come and felicitate with you, they will be running away from you. Because maybe you live in face-to-face you kind of compound, and you go and be knocking. Today, we need matches. Tomorrow, we need kerosene. The other day, we need a spoon. Praise the Lord. So people will run away from you. Amen. So when they run away from you, you may be accusing somebody and say, why? They run because you are a problem. Amen. You are a problem. Wealth make many friends. The poor is separated from his neighbor. I pray that there shall be money in your house. In the name of Jesus. Because if there's no money there, you will see that you won't have people to go to be around you. You won't have. And you will be wondering, why are people not around me? Why? Because it is biblical. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20, it says, again, the poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich had many friends. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor. And you won't want to have a home where even neighbors are hating you. Praise the Lord. And if it is like that, that's why you see some people having quarrel with neighbors all the time. Every time they are quarreling with neighbors. You don't know what is responsible for poverty. Amen. Poverty is the reason. Hello? Poverty is the reason. If you don't fight it, you continue to have attacks. You're going to have people attacking you. People fighting you. And you may accuse this. It's not accusation. It's solving the problem. Solve the problem. The rich had many friends. Everybody will want to be close to somebody who can be of help to them. Praise the Lord. So, marriage without money will not be sweet. Because money answered all things. When you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12, the Bible says, for wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth light to them that have it. Now, this statement that says wisdom is a defense, money is a defense. I want you to look at it very well. Why is money a defense? There are so many situations that comes to a family man which only money can defend you. Praise the Lord. If you don't want your neighbors to laugh at you, there should be money. Hello? You know, some of us, when you get married, maybe you are just me, husband and wife, alone, no child, no children. You don't know what it is. When there are children, you'll come and see. You'll come and see drama. Before you know it, a child is sick. You will say it's the devil. It's not the devil. Most especially in this society where we live. It's not even only here. Even other clans say where they have everything there. Yet people are sick. When a child is sick, like in our country where malaria is the other of the day, you don't call it. It will just come. All of a sudden you see a child is sick. and you don't have money. If you have money in your pocket, you just take the child to where you get drugs or wherever and go and treat that child. It's okay. But if there's no money, you go. The whole neighbor will know that your child is sick. Is that true? Everybody will know. Praise God. Because you couldn't take care. You didn't. This malaria of a thing is something that if you address it immediately, nobody will know about it. But if there's no money and you are just, the child is saying, I'm having headache, my body is sore. And you say, just stay there. What is wrong with you? No problem. Hey, very soon you will see the thing will increase. Before you know it, other people will know that something is wrong there. Praise the Lord. So that's why money is a defense. It will take away shame from your life. I pray she shall be able from you. Money take away shame. As an adult, you can bone face. A child cannot bone face. He needs urgent treatment. Take care immediately. Don't let people hear. If there's no money, and today people hear, and tomorrow again, another one is sick, and the other one again, another one is sick, then it's not your eye, you will be crying. God will take away shame from your life. That's why the Bible says money is a defense. There's a song in my dialect that say, the reason, why do I look for money? Why do I look for children? Because of the day of trouble. Why you look for money is because of the day of trouble. When trouble comes, you will know the importance of money. Hallelujah. When I see some people who, most especially believers, who are not serious about this matter, I really wonder. They're not serious because they want to make it in the way of the world. And sometimes it's not even possible. I used to tell you, if Satan knows that you are a child of God, he will block your way out there. So the only way to succeed is in God. Amen. So you want to go and try his own way, it will make sure it will frustrate you and you will wonder it didn't work for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, naturally, take notes. Naturally, women like money more than anything else in this world. Yes. Is it true? It's not true. Child, it's true. Praise the Lord. The only thing they may like more is God. This is what women like God more than money. Praise the Lord. But when it comes to the things of this world, women like money very well. Yes. One man sang a song and said, I push truck 1 year, I tap road for so many years. Where money go, woman go. Where money go, woman go. Is it not true? Where money go, woman go. If as a man, for example, you don't have money, you cannot convince a woman. Praise the Lord. It may stay with you for some time. There is a time it will tell you enough is enough. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why it is required that a man become hardworking, become serious, so that you'll be able to make a woman to give you good life. Some are in a marriage. I've told you something before. A woman told me and said, he's waiting for the day that they will announce in the church. I say, anybody who want to, who don't want his marriage again should come out. He will raise up hand. Because he's tired of the marriage. Praise the Lord. He's waiting. You see, my people make a parable say, who won't go there? His cloth. His cloth that used to cover shame. Praise the Lord. When you see some people, they work hard, they are already divorced. They are just going. They are no marriage again. Praise the Lord. They are just covering it up. Because the money is not flowing. The blessing is not there. The honor is not there. There's no joy. They're just pretending to be living.
and they are off already. That's why I pray that God will give you financial favor. And you will understand and do what is right in Jesus' name. Whether as a man or as a woman. Yes. Because you need peace. You need joy in the home. And money has already things. Hallelujah. So, therefore, if you are not yet married, mostly as a man, you must take the issue of money seriously. And even as a woman, You must be visionary, and you must be prayerful, and you must be thinking well, so that your home will not be the place where there is rancor, disappointment, weeping every night. So you must be very hardworking in any given trade that can enhance your financial success. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. In verse 4. The Bible says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich." Now, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Take notes. Anybody who is careless in handling matters must be poor. That's the meaning. Maybe you go to school and you are a careless person. You will never get a job. I employed somebody some time ago, I believe he has certificates. But when I said, "Come and manage this school." But after working with the person for months, I was so disgusted, so surprised that poverty had eaten this man so deep. You have certificate, you have brain. You see, poverty is a killer. Amen. You can't perform. Because you deal with a slack hand. You went to school quite all right. You have a certificate. But you cannot perform ultimately to the point where money will flow. Praise God. It's not just about school. Can you perform? It's performance. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. That's what they call performance. If you are not performing, whether you go to school or you didn't go to school, you may learn a trade. You may have a profession. How is your performance? If your performance is nothing to write home about, you will be poor. So that's why one must, if you are going to marriage, you must make up your mind to be hardworking. Diligent in whatsoever you are doing. In whatsoever business you put your hand into. Do it well in the way that it will produce results. Don't sit down and be blaming Satan or people or this or that. Blame yourself for every problem you have. Amen. Blame who? Yourself. I've told you the greatest enemy of a man is himself. Because you don't know that you need to perform. For people to want to employ you or to want to give you a job, you must perform. Hello? Performance. But when you deal with a slack hand, they give you something. You just do a yaga, Musa. It failed. And you say, "Satan caused it." It's not Satan. It's you. So, that's what produces poverty. In a family, there must be, if you want to marry or you already married, there be hard work. In your brain, not just hard work in the hands alone, hard work with your brain, hard work with your hand. Amen. Even your leg. Praise the Lord. Even your leg. If you miss one of them, maybe you only hard work with leg, you are not hard work with hand, you will still fail. You hard work with hand, you are not hard work with the brain, in fact, that's the greatest failure. Because it takes the brain to
tell the hand what to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe poverty will disappear in your life. Take note of this. In marriage, some women follow a man out of faith. I believe this man will make succeed. He may not have money now. I believe he will make it. So they will follow you. No woman likes to suffer. I think you know that. I'm telling you. If you want to go into marriage, others follow because of frustration in life. I read a story recently of a woman who said, she was very sincere, that it was food that made her to marry the man. When she visited the man and the plate of fried rice was brought before her, she agreed for marriage. Praise the Lord. She was very sincere. You know, many people are not sincere. They are just hypocrites. Amen. He said she agreed. He said it's food. Because she was hungry in where she was coming from. She was finding it difficult. Lo and behold, see beautiful food. She said, yes, I do. Now, but the joy of it was that she was happy now because he said the marriage has been blessed. They have been able to live well, build a house. They are living well. Things are working well for them. Now he will say, thank God. Praise the Lord. And that's what happened. There are people who follow you because they are hungry. They are looking for a way to eat. If they come in, there is no food. That marriage will break. Praise the Lord. After some years, the hunger, terrible difficulties. That's why when we are talking about financial healing, some people don't know. With the experience I have as a pastor, there are a few things I can tell you. Many things I cannot tell you. Many, many. People confide on us. So, you don't take things with levity. Which I don't care. If you want to have a good life, be serious. Be very, very serious with anything you are doing. This Christianity, when I came into Christianity, I took it very seriously. That's why it has produced well for me today. Amen. Yes. I took it seriously. Anything you do, the Bible says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do. If it is Christianity you discover, put your head there. Ask God for blessing. Pray. Do whatsoever you need to do. When you do things carelessly, it will produce results. And you just be blaming people. It's not people that is your problem. Hallelujah. Blaming them will not solve the problem. So blame yourself. Praise the Lord. That if you have been able to plan well, you have been able to do this and do this, then you will be blessed. Even in the midst of the hard economy. Praise the Lord. So that's how it is. So, when a woman follows you by faith or out of frustration, but in all, if after some year there is no money, no better food, be sure that you cannot control that woman. And the love that brought that marriage together will fade away. Praise the Lord. That's what I discovered. That's why you see, so after some years, the love will die. Instead of the love growing and increasing, it will fade. No love. It's just it's easy to say sweetie when we are still young. Praise the Lord. When you don't have children, you know whether sweetie will still be sweetie. Praise God. Praise God. That's what happened. That is what happened, practical. So, hard work is very, very important. So, if you want to enjoy marriage, money will be a key factor to deal with. A key factor to deal with. How? Quickly, number one, the partner or the partner-to-be must take good time to talk together about their financial future. The couple or the couple-to-be must take a good time. One of the reasons why there is failure is because people do not talk things. that they want. You sit down, hold a conference between husband and wife. How do we succeed? One of my friends told me many years ago, he said, wake up, when I was yet to be married, wake up your wife in the midnight and ask him, are we going to succeed? I ask her, are we going to succeed? It's a question. Because if she didn't support your success, then you will be laboring in vain. Praise the Lord. So there must be a talk. Hold a conference, discuss about the financial future. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? How are we going to get money flowing every day, every week, every month to pay our bills, to eat well, to train our children? How are we going to do it? Are you talking about that? Amen. You know, I've never seen a careless man like the black man. Anything they do it carelessly. Marriage, careless. This one, careless. This one, everything, careless. They don't want God to come and do everything for them. Sit down, hold a meeting. Are we going to succeed? How are we going to succeed? What are we going to do? Because the Bible says, two come together and become one flesh. In marriage, it is together we succeed, together we fail. Amen? That's it. Unless you are not a Christian, the people of the world, they don't care. To them, it's a contract. If we fail, if they have 10 wives, so if this one didn't work, they can drop this one, go and carry on that one. They don't care. They live anyhow life. But as a believer, you must hold that conference. Ask yourself, are we going to make it? How are we going to make it? What are we going to do? Because you need support from both of you. When this important matter is taken seriously, that is why many are struggling. When this matter is not taken seriously, that's why many are struggling financially in life, because they never take financial matters serious. Praise God. They never take it serious. They look at it as something that if God won't bless us, he go bless us. Now, because Satan no wants, or maybe one witch they trouble us. That's why. We don't one day, one day. One day. I told you the other day. One day, it's not one day of the week. It's not, there's no among the 7 days of the week. Someday. God will bless us someday. God will bless. Which day? Let's choose the day now. Praise the Lord. Is this Saturday? Is this Sunday? So, instead of procrastinating matters, sit down, discuss about it. Then you will get a solution. You too will live a better life. Praise the Lord. You will live a better life. It's not by chance. It's by plan. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his paths, his steps. A man's heart deviseth his way. So, for your way to be devised, your heart will devise it. It now takes God to direct how it will be done. Amen? So, your heart has to be brought into the matter. How are we going to do this? Then you not come up with something. But if you relax and feel that it is God's responsibility, then you are failing. A man's heart devises his way. So you discover today, so many believers, they backslide. Some have become hypocrites in church because of money matter. Money. Hello? Complete hypocrites. Money. They use their mouth to talk, but inside their heart, it's another thing. Money is the cause. Praise the Lord. Some are completely backslidden. They have gone and joined Satan. Some are complete hypocrites inside church because they never settled the issue of money. Jacob said to Laban, He said, I know how, see how God have used me to help you build your business. He said, when will I take care of my home? Shouldn't I go and also be free? Praise the Lord. He was very sincere. Very factual about the matter. So I want to go and be my master of my own too. Then number two. The partners or the partners to be must be serious to contribute to the pulse of the family either by working or by doing business. If a man is bringing and a woman is not bringing, problem. If the woman is bringing and the man is not bringing, problem. So, there must be seriousness in contributing to the pulse. Now, as you know, the family must have one pulse. In the Christian faith, it is one pulse. That's what the Bible called in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. That two of them, they became one face. Therefore shall a man leave his wife and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. The word one flesh means that anything that has to do with the flesh, they have to be one. Praise the Lord. Hello? Money is number one. They have to have one pulse. So therefore, the man contributes to the pulse, the woman contributes to the pulse. So the pulse has to be meant to grow by individual contribution to it. That doesn't mean that any one of them will have to use that opportunity to cheat the other one. No. Praise the Lord. We are talking about Christian marriage. If there is God in that family and they are progressive in nature, they will complement one another's efforts. Praise the Lord. If there is God in that family and they are progressive in nature. No, there are people who are not progressive in nature. They are retrogressive. When we are talking about things to move forward, they are talking about things to go backward. So, if they are progressive in nature, they will complement one another. You are doing this, okay, I am going to be doing this. So that we will fatten our pulse. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I will still round up now so that you go and rest. Amen. Praise God. I see a situation where some people feel, maybe as a woman, that it is the responsibility of a man to take care of the home. So they sit down and wait for the man to hustle and bring food. Gone were the days when a woman sit down expecting the man to work and bring food. It is now a joint effort. If you are partners in progress, everyone must work and bring in money. Praise God. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 verse 19. It says, he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied or shall have plenty of bread. But he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. He that tilleth his land. In this case, is both man and woman. The he is for he and she. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread or shall have plenty of bread. But he that followeth vain persons shall have poverty enough. If somebody says he's going to follow vain person, talkative people, just gisting, just discussing or gossiping, he will have enough poverty. Now, the woman in Proverbs chapter 31 taught us a lesson. Proverbs 31. The Bible says, I read from verse 13 now. He said, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Do you see that? It's a woman walking willingly with her hand. She's like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Hello? That's a woman. It wasn't a man. So, which means it is both man and woman working to make the family progress. She riseth also early. It is yet night. And giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considered a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. Hello? We have more women here now. Praise the Lord. To tell you, she was the one that buy a field with her money. Hello? So if you, as a woman, you work money and buy land, it's not a big deal. Praise the Lord. And buy it. With the fruit of her hand, he planted a vineyard. She didn't say, my husband, if my mother cannot plant, what, me, I'm just a woman. No. No. She was hardworking. Praise the Lord. Hardworking. The same thing with the Shunammite woman is 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. That one alone was excellently great because, let's read that. 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible says, in 2 Kings chapter 4, I read verse 8, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. How many women are ready to be great? A great what? A great woman. Praise the Lord. Was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in the that to eat bread. It wasn't the husband that was bringing the money. She was a great woman, hardworking woman. Praise the Lord. And he said to her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God. We pass by us continually. Look at another quality of the woman, spiritually sound. Hello? That's why if you're a woman, you are not financially strong. You are not spiritually sound. You are just lacking behind, though. You are lacking behind. She was spiritually sound. She was the one that had perception. She saw vision. She understood that this man was a holy man of God. He said, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to all, that he shall turn a dinner. Praise the Lord. That's the perfect family again. Let us make. She didn't say, I am going to make a bed for her. She wasn't individualistic in this matter. She carried her husband along. She didn't say, it was my money, so I am going to abandon this man. No! Praise the Lord! I pray God will grant you grace tonight to understand what we are saying in Jesus' name. I'm going to round up so that we go. We'll be able to continue next time. What I'm going to say next is, to have a financial healing, agreement between the partner is very important. Agreement. Let somebody say agreement. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, what does it say? Two cannot work together except they agree. In marriage, there has to be agreement. One of the reasons why many families are suffering because they have no agreement. There is no agreement between the husband and the wife. Spiritual agreement, physical agreement, they're just confused people. Fighting one another and talking and different thing. Without having this talking one thing. If there must be progress, there has to be proper agreement on what the woman or the man will do to generate income. Agreement. In a house where there is disagreement, fighting, quarreling, money will not flow. Praise the Lord. The thinking faculty of both of them must be brought together to channel a good financial success.
bringing together the thinking faculty. The Bible says in James chapter 3 verse 16, James chapter 3. James chapter 3 verse 16. He said, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." If there's envy, maybe the husband envying the wife, or the wife envying the husband, or there is strife. Wife is quarreling with the husband, the husband is quarreling with the wife. The Bible said there will be confusion and every evil work. Satan will come and take his own seat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He will say, "This is where I like." They will come and take one of the room and be causing confusion and be happy and be clapping. So if there is no agreement, there is strife, there is envy, there is quarrel, hey. You see, things will not work. You go out and come back. Story, story, story. So, the Bible also say, I ran up from there. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Go and digest this once. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. He says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." If two of you will agree on earth, you are marrying on earth, you are not marrying in heaven. If you will agree on earth as touching anything, financial matter, we want to agree that in this family we want to prosper financially. All this confusion. We want to prosper financially. We want to have money. We want to buy motor. We want to build good house. We want to give to the house of God. We want to be useful to God. That is what marriage is for. Rise up on your feet. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. Oh Lord, in my home, have your way. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way.
Have your way.
Oh Lord, in my home, have your way. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. Christianity will be beautiful if you understand the scriptures. If you understand the mind of God. When I see people who don't want to go to church, I pity them, because we live in a very wicked world, and this world is winding up now, and many are not aware. Some people, they want to marry, but they don't even know what it is to go into a God's ordained marriage. Failure begins when you are not yet married, and you don't know what it takes to be married. And you don't have understanding of the God's plan for marriage. You just marry anyhow. I need a man, I just marry. I need a woman, I just marry. No plan, no program. Tomorrow, if you can get some spinsters, some bachelor, bring them. I try to give knowledge free of charge. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Have your way, oh Lord, in my home. Have your way, oh Lord.
Holy Spirit, have your way.
Have your way,
oh Lord.
Turn around.
your way.
Oh, have your way.
To pray and say, oh Lord, my Father, I need healing in my home, especially financial healing. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Lord, I need healing in my home, especially financial healing. God, I don't want to go into suicide. I don't want to go into suicide because of the situation of this world, because of money challenge. I don't want to commit suicide. I don't want to commit suicide because of financial challenge. I don't want to become tired of living because of financial problem. Oh Lord, give me healing. 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 I need healing in my home. Let there be healing. Holy Spirit, let there be healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me, oh Lord. Open my eyes that I may see. Open my eyes that I may see. Open my ears that I may hear. Grant me understanding. Grant me understanding. Financial understanding. I need it, oh Lord. So that I will not just be struggling. I will not just be laboring in vain. I will not just be working without result. Almighty Father, open my eyes, open my ears, open my understanding. Let there be healing in my life, in my home, in the name of Jesus. Provide a way, open doors. Let me hear the voice of God. Hey, look at that woman, a Shunammite woman. Have a perception. The Bible says she was a great woman. She perceived and she saw a seed and opened the door. Hey, Rika Pasanta. She broke the yoke in that family because she was a spiritually sound woman. She could see the mind of God. She could understand how to perceive, how to hear God. Hey, Jesus, I pray. Let me be sound spiritually. Let me be able to know what to do. Let me be able to hear what to do. Let me be able to take the right step. Let me be able to break yoke in my family. In the name of Jesus. Instead of blaming your husband. Instead of blaming your wife. Can't you hear God? Can't you pray? Can't you get the mind of God? Can't you do something? Can't you change situation? Can't you be the right person in that family? Oh my Father. Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lift up your hand. I pray that God will visit your life. I pray God will bring healing into your finances. God will open your eyes to see, open your ears to hear, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the grace of God will flow in your family. I pray that all that you need to do, the strength to do it, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. That you will be victorious. You will have testimony. The grace of God will be upon your life. There shall be agreement between you and your husband. In that confusion in your home, I pray the Lord will enter into it tonight in Jesus' name. Peace will reign in your life. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.